It took a long time for professional athletes to have the right to participate in the Olympics, but many of those who choose not to participate have been criticized for failing to represent their country. Commentator Frank DeFord says top-ranked professional athletes who decline an Olympics berth shouldn't be considered unpatriotic.
Andy Roddick and Roger Federer may face each other in the final at Wimbledon, or at the U.S. Open, or at the third National Fidelity Bank and Trust Championship in East Cupcake, Manitoba, wherever. They may also face each other in the final of the Olympics in Athens. Only then, of course, we're supposed to suddenly behave as if it is not Andy Roddick playing Roger Federer, but it is the United States versus Switzerland. I'm afraid I have a hard time taking that seriously. Shaquille O'Neal and several other NBA stars have been lacerated as unpatriotic for choosing not to play basketball in the Olympics. I'm afraid I have a hard time taking that seriously. Sports like basketball and baseball and soccer and tennis all have championships which the players and fans alike both consider much more important than the Olympics. The Olympics, as a matter of fact, have shoehorned their way into these sports strictly as a way to get better ratings and sell more tickets. Then the athletes are made to feel guilty, browbeaten into playing in the name of nationalism. Two of those marquee sports, soccer and baseball, are, as a matter of fact, utter Olympic farces. Because FIFA, the soccer governing body, doesn't want the Olympics to compete with its World Cup, it allows the Olympics to use only a handful of players over the age of 23. The Olympics are supposed to be for the best in the world. In soccer, it's the junior championship. In baseball, because it's mid-season in the majors, games are played by bush leaguers and collegians. Baseball in the Olympics is the junior varsity championship. But because in the Olympics, countries' names are written across the front of the uniform, we're all supposed to suddenly exhibit national pride. If Shaquille O'Neal and his famous colleagues, who politely sent in their regrets to their RSVPs, are unpatriotic, then why isn't every beautiful American woman who decides not to enter the Miss USA competition, so we'd have a better chance at winning Miss Universe, why aren't those women unpatriotic? Why aren't all us patriots four square behind Hollywood movies at the Cannes Film Festival when they compete against all those rotten foreign movies? Oh, of course, I'm being facetious, but it's to make the point. Why is it invariably only athletes who are castigated for not, quote, representing their country? Sports is not supposed to be an excuse for jingoism. If some athletes really don't want to participate in the Olympics, move on from them and find some who do want to without making the no thank yous feel like traitors. Oh yes, I suppose that every now and then, as for example at the apex of the Cold War when communism and democracy were facing off at every level, then an appeal to athletes to come help their country's image could be fair. But now, the Olympics are supposed to be about excellence, not anthems. It's instructive to recall that when Pat Tillman first gave up the National Football League to join the Army, and then again, sadly, when he was killed in action, so many people made the point that what Tillman was doing was really important, and that it just showed how insignificant mere games were by comparison. Exactly.
The comments of Frank DeFord, senior contributing writer at Sports Illustrated. He joins us each Wednesday from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut.